Alright guys, I am back with another episode. So I took a little bit of a break, you know, but I'm back. I'm back and everything is all good. Everything is all good, you know. So, probably the biggest thing that has happened since I've been taking my break is the NBA Finals happened. That's a little bit interesting right there. That's just a little bit interesting. But no, that's actually the biggest news. The Celtics lost. I'm not very happy about that. Like, we were playing a great team. All respect to you, Steph. I really don't like you that much. But all respect to you. You carried your team. Like you got MVP. Everything was all good. Like you did good stuff. If you heard something that was the computer. I got like an email or something from Spotify. But all respect to you, Steph. You deserve that MVP. You deserve all your success. I don't like you that much, but like all respect to you. You're one of the best players to ever step on the court. So I just wanted to let y'all know. It's like I don't like him, but like I know how great. Like I don't disrespect him. And I don't like him I don't think that he's a bad player. I think he's, like, one of the best of all time. So, like, all respect to you. But what I wanted to get into is with basketball is actually the free agency. So, free agency has actually been going kind of crazy. So, for some reason, the Timberwolves... So, for some reason, they gave Karl-Anthony Towns a 4-year, $224 million contract. So, and I did the math, and that's $56 million a year. Because when I saw it, my dad told me about it. I pulled out my phone, I went to the calculator, calculated it, and it's $56 million a year. I don't really know if they're going to be paying him every year $56 million. It might be like 50, 51 year, 50. But I don't see how they would pay him. But I don't see. I think it would be like 1 year they pay him like 54, 1 year 55, one year 57. Because they can't just say 1 year we're going to pay you 50. Because then in one of the years they have to pay him 60, which does not work. Like that, I mean, like, I can see why he's one of, like, he's pretty good. But I don't think he's worth $66 million. And not $56 million, $56 million. $66 million would be insane. But then they went out and traded for Rudy Gobert, another all-star caliber center, which I don't understand. Because now they're going to be paying... In total, between those two players, they're going to be paying, like, $90 million. Like, you're paying $56 million for Kat, and you're paying, like, $28 million for Rudy Gobert. So, you're spending, like, $90 million between two centers. So they traded Patrick Beverley, Malik Beasley, and three first-round picks, I believe, for him. Which I don't think is, like... I don't think it's worth it because you literally just signed a different center for $56 million M's a year. Like that's $56 million. Like I don't see why they would do that. But of like their coach or their GM or something or someone in the front office or something said that one of them is gonna play power forward and one of them is gonna play center. Like, I don't even know why they came out to say that. It's like, no, duh. It's like, you're not going to have one of them at shooting guard and one of them at center. Like, obviously, one's going to play power forward and one's going to play center. Like, that is a Bleacher Report type article. Bleacher Report literally has the stupidest article sometimes. Like, a couple years ago, I saw an article on Bleacher Report that said that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense were looking at new plays for the new season. That there was also another one that said that the Saints would use the the no call pass interference call as motivation the next year. Like Bleacher Report, I don't know. They gotta fix some stuff. Like it's a really good news source. I'm not even gonna lie. But sometimes they're stupid. Just like whoever said that. That's just like stupid to come out and say that. It's like it's just an obvious thing. But another person who got a 4-year, $224 million contract is Devin Booker for the Suns. He got the same exact contract as he got this. He got literally the same contract. I think. They might be paying him a different amount. Like per year, they might like switch it up and go 54, then 1 year 58, something like whatever. But he had the same contract. He got the Supermax deal. I think it's the most money that they could even possibly pay him. Like, I don't think that they have I think that that was the maximum amount of money. I think that D-Book is definitely more deserving of it because he has shown, like, he was a top draft pick. He's proven himself throughout, like, 4 or 5 seasons. Like, he's proven himself to be an all-star. Like, I see, like he's carried his team through rough times. But now they are going to be struggling to get the Kevin Durant trade-off. Because Kevin Durant, if y'all don't know this, you probably do, but he has requested a trade. So has Kyrie. They have both requested trades out of Brooklyn, which I don't understand. Like, they worked so hard to get a super team, and then they just left. I understand KD's part of it. He's like, if Kyrie's leaving, then I'm leaving. Like, I get that. Like, he worked so hard to put this team together, and then, boom, it's just all gone. He just left. He's just about to dip out on them. But speaking of that, speaking of Kyrie Irving, I think it's either he came out and said he wants to go to the Lakers, or the Lakers are just one of the top candidates to get him. Because LeBron said that he wants him, and of course the Lakers are going to listen to him. This is actually a hot take. This is like an unpopular opinion here. This is a really unpopular opinion that I'm about to say. So if you don't agree with me, I don't really care. You can send me a voice message. There's going to be a link for my voice message thing. The link is in the description. Also, rate 5 stars, please. That would help so much. That helps me get like promoted on Spotify. Cause like I'm just not very big. I'm getting like five listens per podcast. But I love it. I love the grind. But as I was saying, LeBron gets to control all these teams. He controlled the 2016 Cavs. When they won that championship, they traded for Kevin Love. They already had Kyrie, but they traded for Kevin Love. They got all these guys to sign big contracts, expecting to do something. Like they were expecting, all right, I'm gonna sign like a 4-year contract. Like that, like I'm gonna sign a 4-year contract here. LeBron's gonna be here. We're gonna win some championships. We're gonna compete against the Warriors. But then he went and dipped out on them, like he did to the Cavs when he left for the Heat. He's dipped out on them again. And then he went to the Lakers. When he went to the Lakers, I believe he was 36 years old. And if I'm the Lakers, I'm just saying, I'm not letting a 36-year-old man run my front office. Like, I'm not letting a 36-year-old man run my plate, like, be my GM. Like, LeBron James is not, like, he should not be he is basically the GM. He was the GM of the 2016 Cavs that won the championship. He was the GM of that squad, and now he's basically the GM for the Lakers. He literally, like, he made them go out and get Russell Westbrook. He made them go get AD. Like, they got AD because he wanted to be a contender. The next year, they won the championship. But then the next year, they went out and lost in the first round to the Phoenix Suns. They were one of the best teams that year. LeBron and the Lakers were expected to be a top three team in the Western Conference. They were in the play-in. They didn't even make the playoffs. And come on, LeBron. You cannot recruit all these people and make these front offices and make these teams spend all of this money in luxury tax and like in just contracts and everything. And then he's probably going and no, and then for sure he's gonna dip out on him. Unless they draft Bronny, because LeBron has said on record that he is going wherever Bronny gets drafted. It's like, come on. Like, because then what he's going to do is say that Bronny gets drafted by the Thunder, he's going to the Thunder. Like, it's actually ridiculous, because it's like, it actually, like, ruins the draft. Like, I could see, like, a really good team. Say, like, the Mavericks in, like, a few years. In, I think, like, three, four years. Say that they have Luka. They have a squad built. And they're, like, a top five team. They've been a top five team. Say that they're still having struggles. I could see a team like that. Like, trading up to, like absolutely just, like, saying, like, I could see them trading Jalen Brunson for a pick. Like, I could see them trading draft picks and Jalen Brunson just to get LeBron for, like, 2 years and have Bronny. Like, that's why it just doesn't make sense why these teams let LeBron James be their general manager when he is a 39-year-old man. You're basically letting a 40-year-old basketball player that's going to retire in 3 years control your franchise. I said this in a different podcast, but the Lakers are going to get absolutely screwed over, just like the Cavs got screwed over. Because they re-signed him. He went back to the Cavs. Everybody was like, yes, 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 yes. All the Cavs fans are like, yes, yes, yes. We got LeBron back. Take that Heat. You're not good enough for him. D-Wade, Chris Bosh, you're not even good enough for LeBron James, his hometown team. We are just better than y'all. Now they're better than the Heat. Now Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh are old. They're old heads now. Now they get LeBron James. They go to the finals. They lose. They're like, ah, that hurt. Then next year, they go out. They're losing 3-1. They come back, win the finals. Then there's one more year. Then they go to the playoffs. Like, things just aren't, like, he carries the team. They don't win the championship. And then he dips to the Lakers. Absolutely screws them over, and now they're the worst team in the league because he completely screwed them over. Now the Lakers, what they've done to themselves is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, because now the Lakers got themselves into this mess where now they're paying LeBron, AD, Russell West, Brick. They are paying They were paying $45 million for a point guard who averaged, like, 18 points a game. Like, come on. If I'm paying $45 million, I need to see 25-plus points. And if it's Russell Westbrook, then I'm expecting, like, 7 rebounds a game and 10 assists a game. I'm just being completely honest. That's what I'm expecting if I'm paying $45 million. It's like, come on. And then you let, like, by getting Russell Westbrook, I'm going to continue to refer him as Russell Westbrook, by the way. I don't even care that I'm disrespecting you. Skip Bayless. Oh, that was so funny. So Skip Bayless says something, and he was saying how Russell Westbrook has been struggling, and he emphasized the brick, and then Russell Westbrook came out, and him and his wife absolutely tag-teamed that man and destroyed him. It was actually so funny. But But as I was saying, by trading for him, they traded away Kyle Kuzma, their only other young player left, and draft picks. Come on. It's like, use your brain. You already traded away half of your draft picks. Now they don't have a first-round draft pick. Like they can't do anything. They have no, like, they have no wiggling, like, they have no wiggle room to work around this. Because once LeBron leaves, when Bronny gets drafted, unless they draft Bronny and waste more draft picks, trading up, then they're going to be absolutely screwed. Because LeBron leaves him, most likely, like, 99% chance that he, like, that he gets drafted, that Bronny gets drafted to a different team that's not the Lakers. Then he dips out on them. Now, they could potentially have Kyrie, but to get Kyrie, like Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving straight up as a trade, that does not work. Like, if I'm get, like, it's like Kyrie Irving, if he is playing and he gets, and he has the vaccine or whatever, and he does that, he gets an 80 rating. Russell Westbrook, he's like a 60. So it's like I really feel like the Lakers would, like, no, I feel like the Nets would be dumb to do that straight up, because then they can screw over the Lakers and make them give them draft picks and then absolutely screw over the Lakers and Kyrie Irving at the same time. Because if you think about it, they make the Lakers give them picks for Kyrie, and then they get Russell Westbrook, that was a little bit rude. I'm sorry, I'm going to call him Russell Westbrook now. Okay, and then they get Russell Westbrook. Then they have Ben Simmons, Russell Westbrook, and they have some young guys and some picks. Like, I say that kind of helps the Nets, and then the screwing over Kyrie part, they're screwing him over, because then he still doesn't have the vaccine yet, I don't think. And I think he'll be able to play home games. But the man, like he's injured and he takes personal days. I'm not vaccinated, so I can't play days. So they can screw over the Lakers by giving them him, take away their draft picks. And then once LeBron leaves, it's gonna be an old Kyrie and an old Anthony Davis. You know how disrespectful that would be? That would just be so funny if they just absolutely screwed over. It would just be crazy if they absolutely screwed over the Lakers. That would be absolutely insane. Now Kevin Durant, people think that he's going to the Suns or the Heat. I could see him going to either one of those teams, actually, because I could see, like, DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges package and some picks. I could see that package maybe getting KD. Then they will have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and KD. That's a win-now type of team. That's like a championship contender right there. I could see that working. And then for the Heat, I think it would be like Oladipo, but the problem is the Nets already have a good point guard, and they have a good point guard, a good backup point guard, and like the Nets have everything, like they have the guard position filled out already, so I don't think that would really work. I think it might actually involve Bam Adebayo, and I don't know if I'm the Heat if I'm taking that. Because then you're giving away a younger asset. Let me look up how old Bam Adebayo is. Bam Adebayo. So he's 24, yeah. Bam Adebayo is about to be going into his prime. He's about to be going into his prime. He's 24. Like, that's crazy. That is crazy. I don't think they're trading that away. But segueing into the NFL, actually, there's also been some stupid mistakes happening over there. because the Browns, the Cleveland Browns, a very irrelevant team right now, definitely a relevant team to speak about. Once they lost OBJ, all of their jersey sales, their ticket prices, that all went down. Their popularity down, down, down. Through the floor. Not through the roof, through the floor. That's how bad. I'm looking up their roster here. You're probably wondering, why are you looking up their roster? That means nothing. It actually does. Because they traded Baker Mayfield for a 2024 draft pick. Really, guys? Come on. Come on. The Browns are making the stupidest decision ever. Because now, their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, is going to be banned for this season and maybe the rest of his life because he just did some stuff off the field, like that he wasn't thinking. Then he got in trouble. Now he's getting sued. He's either going to get banned or suspended for the year. He might get banned for the rest of his career. Who knows? So, saying that he gets suspended for the year, which he probably will, I'm going to see if there's any news on that to see if there's... Okay. So, there isn't that much news. So he had a hearing before the NFL in the NFL Players Association, and disciplinary, I don't know what any of this means. Like, I have no idea what this means. Watson hearing began Tuesday morning and ended Thursday evening. I don't know. But I'm just gonna assume that he is going to be, like, I'm just gonna assume that he's getting suspended for the season, because that's what it's looking like. Like, that's what it looks like is gonna happen. He's probably gonna get suspended for the season. He may be banned for the rest of his career, who knows. But looking at the Browns roster, let me pull the Browns roster back up. So, the Browns and their roster. Their backup quarterbacks are Joshua Dobbs, the former Steelers backup, and Jacoby Brissett, the former Colts backup. Not that great of backups, to be honest. Like, they're not that good. But looking at their roster, if they would have had Deshaun Watson They also signed Deshaun Watson to a giant contract, knowing what he did, and knowing that he could have been banned for the season. I don't see how that computed in their GM's head. But say that he didn't do what he did, say that he didn't get in trouble off the field, they would have him, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, they would have... Who's their tight end? Where did their tight end go? David Njoku, that's their tight end. They will have Jadeveon Clowney, Myles Garrett in a good offensive line. And they would have Denzel Ward and Greg Newsome at cornerback. And they have John Johnson. And they have John Johnson III as a safety who is in his prime. He's 26 years old. Come on. This could have been such a great team if they didn't go out and sign a player that could be getting banned for the rest of his career. Like, I don't see how that computed in their brain of whoever signs people and does stuff like that. I don't see how that computed. Oh, segueing back into the free agency, Segueing back into free agency, in the NBA, so Phoenix, yeah, the Devin Booker agreed to a 4-year, $224 million contract. Ja Morant agreed to terms on a 4-year designated rookie extension, likely worth $226 million. I think that's $56.5 million a year. It's either $56.5 or $57 million a year. That's more than Devin Booker. But I guess he is their franchise player, so you got to give it to him. Nikola Jokic, the back-to-back reigning MVP, agrees to the richest contract in NBA history. 5-year, $264 million. That is insane. That is insane. 5-year. Okay, hold up. That's an extra. I don't have my phone, so I can't look at the calculator. Okay. You know what? I'm about to grab a legit calculator right now. Okay. Okay. That was the calculator falling out of my hands. But I really just want to see how much this thing is worth. His stupid contract. Okay. Hello? Why is it not turning on? I think the batteries are dead. Oh, someone put the batteries in the wrong way. Oh. Okay, there we go. 5-year. Nah, hold up. $264 million divided by 5 equals 50. No, hold up, what? 528 mil? What? No, I don't know. Whatever. It's just the richest contract in history. I know that. But okay. So Kevin Durant officially asked. Okay, he asked the team owner. He said that he wanted to go to either the Heat or the Suns as his preferred destinations. James Harden. Okay, Bradley Beal signed a 5-year, $251 million max contract with the Wizards. James Harden hasn't signed a contract, and DeAndre Ayton didn't sign his contract because they won't pay him as much as he wants to. I don't know why they wouldn't just pay him his money. It's like he's probably their second best player behind Devin Booker. You need to pay him up. Oh, and then Zion Williamson, who did not play last year because of injury, and he was overweight. He was like pushing 300, which is a little bit. Like, that's a little bit big, even for a center. He agreed to a 5-year, $193 million maximum rookie extension. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's any other good news for y'all. Okay, Darius Garland. The Cleveland Cavaliers re-signed Darius Garland to a 5-year, $193 million contract. Good stuff. Okay. Dante DiVincenzo left the Bucks for the Warriors, which I don't know why. Okay. Here's the official Rudy Gobert trade. So, the Utah Jazz traded Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are giving the Jazz Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverly, Walker Kessler, don't know him, Jared Vanderbilt, and Leandro, pardon me if I say this wrong, Balmero, I think, to the Jazz for Gobert. The Utah will also get unprotected first-round picks from the Wolves in 2023, 2025, and 2027, and a top five protected pick in 2029. That's crazy. Oh. Okay, I'm definitely going to say his name wrong. Pardon me on this one for sure, because I don't know how to say this man's name. But Nemanja Bjelica. I know I got the last name right, but the first name I can't say it. Nemanja Bjelica told the Golden State Warriors that he is leaving the NBA to return to Turkey, which is actually kind of cool. Kevon Looney re-signed for 3 years, $25 million for the Warriors. Okay, and then this is actually about my team. The Pacers are trading Malcolm Brogdon to the Celtics for Daniel Tice, Aaron Nesmith, and a 2023 first round pick. The Celtics are also including Nick Stauskas, Malik Fitz, and Juwan Morgan. The Hawks traded Kevin Huerter to the Kings for Justin Holiday and Maurice Harkless. Robin Lopez signed a 1 year deal with the Cavs, whatever. Oh, and then John Wall went to the Los Angeles Clippers. Imagine if he went to the Lakers. That would be crazy. Zach LaVine has agreed to a 5 year $215 million. If he got 250, that would have been insane. He got a 5 year $215 million max contract. Yusuf Nurkic re-signed for the Portland Trailblazers for 4 years, $70 million. Danilo Gallinari said that he wants to sign with the Celtics and is most likely going to. Mitchell Robinson, the center for the New York Knicks, has re-signed on a 4 year, $60 million contract. Gary Payton II, he actually got injured during the playoffs. I actually saw it happen live. I was watching I saw it when it happened, and it was like 3 minutes into the game. DeLon Brooks got ejected because he smacked him in the head and he broke his elbow because he fell. It was a really dangerous play. But he actually, instead of re-signing for the Warriors, he actually went to the Trailblazers, which actually kind of surprised me. I thought that he was going to re-sign with the Warriors, but he did not. See if there's anything else. Okay, Andre Drummond signed with the Bulls for $6.5 million over 2 years. Jalen Brunson. Okay, my bad. I said that the Mavericks might trade Jalen Brunson for picks for Bronny to get LeBron on their team. Jalen Brunson actually signed a 4 year, $100 million contract with the Knicks. I did not mean to mess that up. Let's see if there's anybody actually worth mentioning. Kyle Anderson has agreed to a 2 year, $18 million contract to join the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's not that big of a name, but I thought I might as well name him. PJ Tucker signed with the 76ers for 3 year, $33 million. Ooh, Juan Tsongo Anderson has actually signed with the LA Lakers instead of re-signing with the Warriors, who actually won the championship. JaVale McGee signed a 3-year deal with the Dallas Mavericks. It does not say how much. Okay. Let's see here. I don't think that there's any. I'm not seeing anything else. So I'm gonna wrap this one up. But this was a great episode. I hope y'all loved it. Peace out, everybody. Leave a 5-star rating. That is my dog barking in the background. But leave a 5-star rating, and please leave a voice message, which is going to be in the description. Giving me a 5-star rating really helps me get into the algorithm. But thank you for listening. I don't really know if you guys are listening, but I hope you guys are. I hope you guys loved it. Peace out.